Sunday Meditation, March 16th, 1997.
Okay, I just lost my train of thought. Give me a second here. Okay, I'm back with you. Today's question, we've circled around the subject of service and beingness and growth. And I think the summary of what we're all looking for information about is kind of goes in three directions. The first direction would have to be, in, first of all, dealing with self, fostering the growth and bringing to the surface the deeper aspects of self. And how that ties in with service. Part two would be having to do with being in the presence of others, offering service to others. Is it even appropriate to focus on attempting to serve another, or is it more a function of beingness? And then part three doesn't exist. So that would be the question for today. Part three to the question, which hits something kind of deep here, it has to do with we all seem to have this idea of service and this idea of teaching, and we're all predisposed towards teaching has to be an action rather than a being kind of thing. We'd like some information about the appropriateness of teaching and where what the true nature of teaching actually is when it comes to serving others. Last part of the question that we'd like to know is do you guys ever get to enjoy a milkshake every once in a while?
We are those of the principle known to you as cool. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. It is a joy and a privilege to join in your meditation and share in your vibrations. We cannot express the blessing that each of you bring to each of us. For we remember well third density, that time in the crucible it takes courage to allow the conditions for the choices that you make to be felt, expressed, named, and accepted. And we are inspired by the genuine and authentic desire of each to seek and know the truth. We also thank you for your calling us, because our service and the way we ourselves are progressing at this particular juncture is by sharing our experiences and opinions with those companions along the path that dwell on your earth plane at this time. There is a tremendous calling that redounds throughout creation when a people such as yours approaches a cusp and is not ready and yet senses, however dimly, that call to march, that feeling of purpose and mission. So we thank you and bless each. And ask one thing of you in return. And that is that you use your personal discriminatory power in keeping those things, we might say, that seem to you to be worthwhile, and allowing the rest to fall away. For we would not put a stumbling block in front of any. We were the proverbial fly on the wall, listening to your discussion. And we agree with this instrument that truly this particular group does not need a formal channel, but rather there is a conjoining of kindred spirits so that each is teacher to each. You shall find this occurring more and more frequently as many among your peoples in all your nations do awaken, do find themselves in the sense that for the first time they relate to themselves as a spiritual identity. When each entity does awake, there is that feeling of almost a panic, a desperation of desire to become oriented in the metaphysical world in which thoughts are things and things are only thoughts. What a different and uniquely alien landscape appears before the newly awakened spirit, who for the first time realizes that she is not a body in the mind, not doomed to death and limited in time, but rather a citizen of an infinite and eternal unity. As each progresses, many are the questions and issues that arise. Many are the dogfights and wrestling matches with angels in the dead night. Many are the ties that seem broken, and the pieces that seem never to fit. And great is the suffering of each spirit as that metamorphosis occurs and the wet and still unborn butterfly fears to leave the cocoon. And in this experience, were each of you not to want to help others, would be remarkable. It is natural and appropriate for each of you to hope and indeed to know that you can serve. If we could leave you with one thought, it would be that one. You will serve. Fear not. Do not be distraught because you are confused or because you have not that mountaintop experience on this particular day at this particular time. You shall perform your mission. Each of you shall serve effectively that light and that love that you so adore. You cannot fail at this. For as you breathe in and as you breathe out, you are an essence. You are a personality shell in a second density body that hides your consciousness from yourself and to a lesser extent from the world around you. You are the one great original thought. You are love. And those who are joined with us this particular day all have native homes in densities that are sweeter and more open and closer to the original vibration of unconditional love. Beneath the masks and roles that are appropriate for each to play in your dance in the sea of confusion, you are who you are, and it is that essence that is your gift and your main service. As you breathe in and as you breathe out, you breathe the world, you breathe illusion, and you are love. As you have breath, so shall you be mortal. And this mortality clothes one in a flesh that creates a lack of memory, a lack of contact with those things that pertain to your infinite self. This does not disturb your essence. You can lessen the ease with which your native vibrations can ripple out. You can be less expressive of essence. Yes. You can be more true to that underlying and encircling essence. But you shall, without fail, perform your service and complete your mission. Because your basic mission is to live a life amongst those people with whom you find yourself, having a heart as consciously open as is possible on a stable basis. When one worries and strives and struggles, it may seem that the night falls and nothing can be seen. Yet always the self lies waiting for you to allow its depths to rise up into conscious awareness. There is a spring inside each, in that sanctum, we correct this instrument, sanctum of the heart. And it bubbles forever with the clear water of light and love. The Creator has placed His tent in this inner sanctum. And patiently, lovingly, and personally waits for your touch upon the door, for your step upon the stair, hoping you shall come in and sit with it. And there is no greater joy that the Creator has than that joy of being joined in communion within the heart. Creator has enormous, infinite love for you. There is a personality, a personhood to that quality of love. It is not impersonal. It is not general or vague. The Creator finds each vibratory complex beautiful and loves each just as it is. For those in third density and in incarnation, such unconditional love is not particularly easy to find access to. And we are aware that you hope to find more resources to help you become a better servant. Certainly, our first suggestion to each would be to enter into a deepening and more comprehensive awareness of the self, especially those parts of the self that this instrument would call the dark side. For this complete and total self encompasses all that there is. each of you has made repeated choices in this incarnation. And those choices have been to emphasize, for the most part, the positive qualities. However, your culture does not teach you to deal with the other half of the self with the appropriate kindness. And so each has faced that self that murders and steals and blasphemes and envies and lusts. And each has turned a hard heart to the self and said, I judge this part unworthy. It is not that we disagree with how wretched each of us is. For truly, when one is all things, one does encompass the pain and suffering of all time and all space, as well as the brightness and glory of the light. But it is our humble opinion that these parts of self are actually other than they seem. Within third density, however, the knowledge that nothing is what it seems is a cold and unpersuasive thing. We are not sure how to suggest to each of you that you find the courage and nerve to forgive yourself for being human. In the world of illusion, you too must be of the same stuff made. You cannot bring into this illusion an undeniable reality. For the whole purpose of illusion is to so confuse you that you finally give up using the tools of intellect and logic in order to make sense out of life. For life does not make logical sense in the normal use of that term. Certainly each has been in that state of mind wherein all things were seen to be perfect. And these are moments of rare beauty and wonder and joy. And yet they feed only the self. You cannot give them as presents to others or persuade any because you have been persuaded. For this is the density of choice. And each entity must face that choice of whom to serve, how to serve, for himself. However, we can assure you that there are ways to be of service to others besides simply being. It is just that it all begins with loving yourself. We cannot overemphasize this step. Nor can we say that it is an easy or simple thing. For the self must first be plumbed and seen, not in great detail, perhaps, but in the sense of facing that ravening wild beast that dwells within each and that has the power of the vampire, pulling on the energy of self when it is not loved. Each of you has forgiven others tremendous things, but have you forgiven yourself for the small things, much less those things you consider large? How difficult it is to turn and see self . Many never achieve knowledge of self and must project all that occurs with them in their walk upon other entities. And this is one of the things that other entities are here to offer. Indeed, each of you has played that part for others, being the mirror that reflects and offers catalyst. Each of you has experienced that great feeling of seeing self for the first time because someone else was a good mirror. But the first mirror we suggest you hold up to yourself. The one known to you as Jesus. Was reared in a climate of what this instrument calls the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments, the law of orthodoxy. This teaching was tempered by much mysticism, but when this entity began to teach others, it suggested that all of the law and all that the prophets had said could be replaced by loving the Creator and loving others as one loved oneself. One cannot become able to love others unconditionally until one has forgiven the self. We encourage each to press on towards self-acceptance, self-forgiveness, and that feeling that each day is a new one, each moment is a clean and untouched thing. When one seeks to serve others, one has chosen the most subtle of activities. Certainly, there is never any harm when perceiving an entity in need of offering aid in a general sense, of suggesting that you are there for that person. Certainly, when one is asked to be of service in this and that way, one may respond to one's fullest. For this is the green light that says, please impose your values, express your feelings to me. I will listen because I am seeking. Seldom is service that simple. Often, it is a matter of dropping seeds. A smile is a seed. An open book that says on the front, prayer or meditation. That is a seed. Those who come into your environment see what you are reading. And something in them is refreshed. For are we not all one? An open hand, a kind word. The commonplaces of ordinary life. These are riches indeed, and within them lie all the service imaginable. For as you speak to one and to another in the normal run of things, you speak to all. Release the concept of numbers. It does not matter how many perceive that which you offer. One is enough. One is a bounty. For that one is the Creator. Each entity is a holograph of all that there is. There is no loss. There is no way to be lost. You are in the creation. to a deeper level, let us move and look at this being, this essence of self. We always greet each of you in the love and the light of the infinite Creator, because it is our opinion that that is all that there is. The great original thought is a vibration known as love, that insipid word which we cannot find a better substitute for. All that is created of light, which is the product of free will acting upon love. At this level is the identity and beingness of each. At the level of pure vibratory complex, you cannot help but be yourself. Within third density, there is tremendous opportunity to accelerate the rate of spiritual evolution. And so as you go forth each day, realize that this process will take you and shake you, and things will come rattling loose from time to time. Change, as this instrument often says, is uncomfortable. And change you will, if you are listening and acting upon the desires of your heart. It is sometimes a tough, brutal journey. The landscape is sometimes very barren. As each goes through those initiations, in that dark night of the soul that this Lenten season is so appropriate for, is experienced. And you do not know when you approach another what state that person is in. You do not know to whom you are an oasis. You are the water that quenches the thirst by your being. Before we go to questions and answers, we would ask you to rest in that beingness and experience yourselves as we experience you. How precious you are. How beautiful. Touch into this beauty, this grace. Feel that light as you move into a place of love within self. Feel the radiance begin. And no, it is not from you that that radiance comes. All you can do is prepare a channel for the infinite love and light of the one Creator to flow through you into the world of manifestation. The suffering, the questioning, the doubting, the pain, and the suffering and agony of all that you experience is for one thing: to hollow you and to focus that emptiness so that it is ready to receive. For those on the service to others' path, those to whom we wish to speak, what is being received is infinite love. And as it flows through the channel that you have cleared, it radiates into all of your earth world. It is for this that you came, to live a life filled with many sacrifices. As things fall away and you begin to know what is valuable, what is beautiful, what is true, you are a witness, and yet you are what you witness in that wonderful paradox. That is the signal of the metaphysical world. It will always baffle the mind, and it hopes to so baffle it that you will make the trip from head to heart. As you wash dishes, as you attend your daily toilet, as you diaper a child, as you pull a weed, as you sit in a blue funk and wish everyone were dead, you are serving the Creator. It does not matter how many you serve, but only that you be yourself and experience as fully as possible what the Creator has placed before you. For those things that are for you will come to you. You have prepared for yourself a line of growth. When one resists this line, one may go in other directions. But there is only one place that you are attempting to get. You can make your journey longer by resisting, but it shall be that same journey. Consequently, it profits one to contemplate how to cooperate with this rhythm and vector you experience in the flow of your own living. Know each thing in terms of praise and thanksgiving. Many things are easy to offer praise and thanksgiving for. And yet, as each of you has said in the discussion prior to this channeling, as this instrument calls it, each has made that point. So we simply urge you to love. Love the Creator. Love yourself. Love each other. Any way that you know how to. Any which way. You cannot err. You can seem to fail. You can seem to err again and again. Yet you truly make no mistakes. For you are, at all times, secure, safe, and centered. You will learn through experience more and more how to allow yourself to feel that center that is already there. We would, at this time, open the meeting to questions. Are there any at this time?
There's a question. Well, I will read from the one known as David Agnew. It is about psychic attack. Recently, David has come to be aware that he was someone close to Tesla and involved with the Philadelphia experiment. After this realization, he began getting psychic attacks. He has heard footsteps loud and clear when his wife Karen cannot. He has had the sensation of being paralyzed from the waist down and a huge man pinning him down, all invisible. And all his ear is breaking down. A dowager read some artificial energy in his home. He feels it is because he remembers who he was. Could you comment on this in any way if it was appropriate?
We are a Kual and we grasp the query. When one is attacked, it is natural to defend. And yet, in the sense of psychic greeting, the defense creates the prolongation of attack. The one known as Jesus has said, "Resist not evil." And we would say, know this greeting as coming from the self. As the child that has been spurned by the parent, this child does damage, hits people with the toy truck, bangs on the piano. This is not lovable behavior. And yet, this too is part of self. We would suggest that when an entity is faced with a new part of self, the solution is, as always, love. These footsteps, this paralysis, find the courage to give praise and thanksgiving for this and any condition. Find the serenity to seek the heart of this greeting. And see that heart as that which, when loved, shall be transformed. There are reasons that a veil of forgetting drops when an entity enters into incarnation. when this veil is penetrated within incarnation, an entity feels she is seeing self. And yet, this self is but a shell, and that self is but a shell, and the essence of self lies beneath and between and around both, and yet is neither. When the feared is finally seen with love, then shall phenomena make little difference. We would be glad to continue further if the entity who asked this question would wish to re-query. Is there another question at this time?
I don't have a question for you, but I just wanted to... You said some things today that really, really touched me. And your comment about the booze and sitting and wishing for everything to go on, that was very nice. I really appreciated that. And I've been thinking a lot lately as I feel as though I'm about to move off onto the next step in the journey, how much I'm going to miss these Sunday sessions and sharing this time with you. And I just wanted to say thanks for everything. I really appreciate it. It's been great fun.
My brother, we thank you as well and could not put it better. Is there another query at this time? We are cool and are aware of your query. My sister, the runaway technology, as this instrument would put it, of your peoples, is that of the child with toys. The child is not large enough to grasp how to care for and treat his objects of interest and amusement. This shall be very confusing, which is as things should be. We cannot comment upon specifically what effect or direction your culture shall move, but only encourage each to see the innumerable and ephemeral ripplings of the ascent of intellectual knowledge with equanimity. Whatever seems good or evil, whatever seems hopeful or disastrous, is illusion. And so we encourage each to turn always to that place within which connects the self in incarnation to the self in eternity. And may we answer a final question at this time. My brother, we are so glad you brought that up. We love milkshakes. We consider each of you a delicious milkshake. And we could eat you for breakfast. We leave each of you in the ineffable love and the infinite light of the one Creator. Love each other. Love each other. We are known to you as those of Kor. Adne. Adne. As we let the light that we have gathered in this circle go back to its source, it's our practice to put the names of people we'd like healing for in the light. And I'll go through our list and then you can add any names you want. Scott, Anne, Ophelia, Ethel, Spider Rainbow, Judy, Walter, Barbara, Poopy, the Flaherty family, the Bean family, the Kirtland family. Bobby's husband, can't remember his name. All AIDS victims.
The Peters family. My dear sister.
The cause of peace. Tommy. Our beloved planet. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.
You know, if you could eat this for breakfast, you know what that would make me.